Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's Hour 5 of the Nation, and Rangers pregame is 28 minutes away now. Here's Wolchuk with your proper round tripper.
All right, we're getting set to take on the Halos. Rangers manager Ron Washington held a presser earlier at the ballpark. He said he's recovering from quadruple bypass heart surgery. First time he's publicly addressed the health issue since he's been out in June. He made that announcement while visiting the Angels for the first time. He's 73 years old. He's the oldest manager in the entire league, and he has not managed since June 19th. He's been cleared by Yankees doctors to fly, and so now I don't think he's actually going to resume like full-time until next year is what he's looking like, but man, I'm just glad that he's okay. I mean, quadruple bypass heart surgery, that had to have been absolutely terrifying, and he's made some health changes. Obviously said he's quit smoking.
That's a big one.
It's a tough one. But, man, thoughts and prayers.
Hopefully it's not too late there on that one.
Oh, it's good to see him. And him and Boach together, Boach came and was giving him some love and support. But, yeah, you hope that's not too late.
Yeah.
Damage probably been done there.
Yeah.
Tough one for Wash. And it is Smitty who will be playing at second base in place of Marcus Semien. Your lineup tonight, I mean, you got Smitty leading off. Wyatt Langford's hitting second, playing center field. Seager at short, hitting third. Jock Peterson up to hitting cleanup now. He's DHing tonight. Adolis Garcia in right field. Rowdy Tellez is playing first again. Josh Young at third. Jonah Heim catching. And then Alejandro Osuna will be playing in left field. And the Angels have been a tough out for the Rangers all year long. But they got to make sure they try and take at least two out of three of this one. And Jared made the point. You got DeGrom tonight. Evo will be pitching this series as well. No excuses, boys. Go out there and play like the champions that you can be. Let's get this thing done. Paul Skenes, holy hell, second lowest ERA through 50 starts in the live ball era. The only other pitcher to have a lower ERA through their first 50 starts, Doug Drabeck, back in 1990.
Wow, Pirates, by the way.
Two Pirates. Isn't that wild?
Pirates, yeah.
It's crazy. So he's been outstanding. He's got a 207 ERA, 181 strikeouts, over 161 innings, and there's still 5 weeks left to go in the season. But what Paul Skenes has done, I mean, you're not seeing pitchers just go walk into the major leagues like Skenes has done and then be arguably the best in the sport. But made his 50th start yesterday, and the Pirates got a 4-0 shutout victory over the Rockies. But his 2.02 ERA through 50 starts, the best since 1920. Incredible run that Paul Skenes is on, and hopefully one day we'll get to see him pitch in some meaningful baseball games. Maybe they'll trade him at some point.
At some point, they will. It'll get loud enough. I mean,
boy, that would be so tough. And if you're like a general manager, if you're like a general manager of the team and you're like, you know, and ownership goes, we can't afford this guy. You got to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, and he was the number one overall pick, right? And you just like, and it's just so hard that you're trying to build a team and then ownership just says, nah, you need to kind of move on from this.
No,
guy.
I do. I feel for
what you can. You know, we'll see what we can do.
Well, look what happened with the Rangers. You know, that could never happen to a team like the Pirates, because what Ray did is he said, hey, we haven't been good for a while. Yeah. Let's throw a bunch of money at a team. And, you know, that World Series team was definitely not drafted and developed. It was pretty much bought and traded for.
For the most part.
And if you don't have the income coming from being in a big market, you know, you have good corporate sponsors, you just can't imagine having the kind of war chest that it's going to take to compete. So I think as a fan of these kind of teams, you just have to hope that a casino owner or a hedge fund billionaire or somebody, you know, swoops by to buy you that can look at tens and tens of millions of dollars as chump change.
Yeah. Hopefully for the Pirates fans, maybe that'll happen one day. But enjoy Paul Skenes while you can, because I'm sure that day will be coming at some point for Pittsburgh. And Cal Raleigh, my gosh, the big dumper, went ahead and hit home runs 48 and 49. He has moved past Salvador Perez, his 48th homer, which he hit in 2021, most in a single season for a player with at least 75% of their games spent at catching. So incredible. And also, he's moving up the list of switch hitters for most home runs in a single season. But Cal Raleigh, to me, like, I get it. You know, Aaron Judge is also having a hell of a year, but Cal Raleigh's probably your American League MVP. I don't see him slowing down at any point, and especially if Seattle is able to make the postseason. They're not doing so without this crazy year. And we don't see this from catchers. Like, go ahead and just give him the accolades. He deserves it. The big dumper, ladies and gentlemen. Big time for Cal Raleigh. Congratulations to Chaz Chisholm Jr. He's now hit 100 career home runs. The Yankees beat the Red Sox. It was not a great weekend overall for the Yankees. The Red Sox taking what I believe was 2 of 3 of that series. And the Red Sox, I think, are like 9-3 or something like that against the Yankees this year. They've definitely had their number, and right now they could possibly match up in the first round of the playoffs, which would be fun for Major League Baseball, but probably not good for the Yankees. And Aaron Boone, if he were to lose again to the Red Sox in the wild card round, which happened a couple years ago, I'm sure the calling for him to be fired would just become louder and louder there in the Bronx. Did you guys see Shohei yesterday?
How about him?
Man, 45 home runs, but he was also getting heckled as they were playing San Diego. And after he hits the homer and he rounds the bases, crosses home, he walks right up to the heckler, daps him up. It's a pretty funny moment there overall for Shohei.
Dave Roberts said he was going at him pretty good.
Yeah, he was. Who knows what he was saying, but I'm sure he was giving him the business. 8-2, Dodgers get the win, and that is a fun back and forth with the Dodgers and the Padres. I mean, obviously, they matched up last year in the NLCS, but that division race has been a lot of fun. Otani did not speak to reporters afterwards, but after he was 0-for-10 with 2 walks in the series and the fans going at him, boom, here he goes. 409-foot homer off of Yuki Matsui, and he certainly let the fan know about it. And I like that. You know, that's the beauty of the sport there.
You don't imagine Shohei much will get under his skin, but dude definitely did, and he told them all about it. I just think the NL West has some incredible rivalries.
Yeah.
And as we start to head towards realignment, I think it's crucial that whatever happens, you got to be in the same division with Houston. That's the most important thing about
this reshuffle. I agree, and I also don't want I saw the Rangers would still be in the West in one realignment that was proposed. Mm. I was like, hell no. Get the Rangers out of the American League West. Like, put the Rangers in the Central. Go AL Central or even AL East, like the Cowboys or the NFC.
They're talking about putting them in the National League.
Fine, do that.
National League Central.
We asked CY about it earlier, and he kind of punted on it. He just kind of said, well, you know, I'm just focused on winning the next couple of games. I hope the Rangers take a more active role than what CY suggested with us back there at 420, because you got to take care of your fans. We're flipping sick of waiting up until 11:45 at night to get a game over with 50 times a year.
Yeah, we don't need to be playing, you know, the Las Vegas A's and these.
It's funny how you called them Sacramento. Call them the Sacramento A's. We got the Angels, we got Sacramento, and then we've got, you know.
We'll give you what we'll take the White Sox, the Royals, the Rangers, Astros, 4 teams, AL Central, AL Midwest, call it whatever you want.
And if we have to go 5, add Minnesota in there. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I was thinking the 32 teams. NFL formatted.
Sure, okay.
8 teams or 4 teams per division, 8 divisions.
Last thing here, did you guys see this man whose name is Babe Ruth in Tennessee? He's now been charged with fraud. I guess he's got the same name, obviously, as the Yankees legend. He's facing charges.
Can't be named after a famous guy? Give me a break.
Well, he used the name, I guess, to get payouts. He was making phony claims for payouts and class action settlements. So he is, yeah.
Claiming to be the original Babe Ruth?
Yes. He has obtained more than $550,000 through whatever Ponzi scheme or he's
that sounds like an inside job, whoever the government official was that believed they were speaking with the actual Babe Ruth.
Some guy named Baby Ruth. He's saying his name's Baby Ruth. I don't know what his deal is. But yeah, I mean, hey, he had a good run, but finally got caught.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Rest easy tonight. Sleep well, knowing the Babe Ruth imposter is behind bars.
Don't worry,
being held
guys.
Accountable.
We got him.
I wonder if he popped off at a gas station at any point in the midst of their chase.
That was something, wasn't
that
it?
That was ridiculous,
insane.
Dude.
How did he look around and think, well, I don't see a squad car close to me. Must be good to pump a little gas.
Might as well fill it up.
Did he get away?
Yeah, not like, I don't think big picture he got away, but in the moment he did.
Pulled out of that gas station, I tell you what.
That's kind
of
crazy because they've been taking some L's over there. You know, I watched that little channel where it shows like everybody that takes off on the cops in California.
Yeah.
Fool got away 2 weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He hit a parking garage and he dipped. That was it. They couldn't find him. They surrounded it for a while. Then you just seen the cop cars just leaving at some point. They were like, they gave up on him.
Genius. As long as the guy didn't do anything too bad, I'm always pulling for him. And I'm always pulling for him to get away.
Yeah, I pull for the bad guys.
Yeah.
In the movies.
I always pull for the Bulls and the running in the Bulls in Pamplona.
Oh, yeah.
I always pull
those
for the Bulls.
Those people are insane.
But yeah. I think what might be going on is they got these laws where you can't do high-speed chases through crowded areas anymore because innocent people end up getting killed to chase down a guy who was guilty of dealing drugs or something. So you got to back off and let the chopper handle it so you can get in
those
and get
chopper
out.
Chopper dudes get it now. They're on that.
Well, they got that spotlight. Yeah. And, you know, they're doing some good work. So you can kind of just let the guy... You know, run out of gas, apparently, but you can't overdo it. Okay, latest on the Cowboys roster with hours to go. NFL teams cutting down tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we're back to hand this thing off to the pregame show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next here on The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Rangers pregame starting in 10 minutes here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online, frankelfirm.com. What impact could Trey Hendrickson's contract have on the Micah situation at all? His situation is now resolved. Got a $14 million raise from the Bengals for this season, boosting his salary up to 30. Sources telling Adam Schefter, the report came down a couple of hours ago, he's scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent after this season. And I know teams will be anxious to swoop him up if he goes out and has a season like he did last year. But Trey's so older, right? And it's just a different situation. That's in Cincinnati won't have much bearing at all, will it?
I can't imagine that it would. I can't imagine that it would at all. They've already, I mean, the deal that they already kind of came to an agreement on and then walked back was well over whatever it is, Hendrickson, $30 million. So, no, Micah will be playing in that T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett neighborhood.
We got Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Guyton, and Jaden Blue all at practice today. Curiosity is high on what Diggs is capable of doing at this point, but that was a nice report over the weekend, Brian. You've been telling us for 2-3 weeks that he was the closest and wouldn't be ruled out for week one. But
yeah, it's to me, though, it's a lot of has to do. It's really now about just the conditioning. That's it. And if they're going to try and get him to week two, and that would be 8 weeks. That's kind of their target from what I've been told. So likely out Philadelphia.
Let me ask you this. If it's just conditioning, why not play him with limited snaps week one? You need quality cover guys.
Sure do. Yeah.
Well, they could say that. I think they're worried about him getting re-injured.
Oh,
is the deal. That's the thing. It's the problem with going to be with Micah too. You know, has he done enough? But
would you look at it like, man, Philadelphia is such a tough week.
This is a terrible matchup.
Yeah.
This is a terrible matchup for Dallas in week one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all of a sudden and with Micah potentially being out and now Diggs, I mean, it's you're going to need every one of the pass rushers you've got, but this is just a really, really bad matchup for Dallas.
But Cincinnati came to terms. Washington came to terms with Terry McLaurin. So you have multiple last-minute items of business. Would you be surprised if we wake up tomorrow and there's progress that's been made overnight?
Yeah, if there's progress made overnight, as I've said all along, it's going to have to be Micah. I think it's Micah. If they're going to make progress, it's going to be Micah telling David Mulugeta, go get a deal done. And if that's the case, then you got a chance. Because I think Jerry and Steven would listen. But it's gonna have to come from their end.
You know, Dak said it's different for him, or no different than his situation. And he got tagged and, you know, had to really get within 12 months of becoming a free agent before the Cowboys really took it seriously. You know, I just wonder if the Cowboys look at it like this one's different because this player is not handling it as smoothly. And, you know, maybe if we have any hopes of pulling this defense together, we need him on board. And, you know, we don't want to go through an entire season with a thing like this hanging over its head. I don't know if it can be good for competition. I'd be, you know, really, really eager to see what this team can look like when you get into September and October. And if they're over 500, then I wouldn't want anything getting in the way of it. But we shall see. And if something does break tomorrow, we'll be in with it immediately, starting with Sean and RJ, 6 a.m. For Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control and Woolchuck and Chiafalo. And, of course, Brian brought us. Thanks for checking out the G-Bag Nation. You got Rangers pregame coming up next. Till tomorrow at 2, Rangers player show at 3:20. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.